Well, folks, we are staying at the Dry Creek Inn here in Healdsburg, California, and this is Sonoma Wine Country at its best, and Aaron Krug is going to give us a few details about the great little town of Healdsburg here. It's come a long ways in the last 5 to 10 years, Aaron, as the Dry Creek Inn has, but we are now filled with great world-class restaurants as well as wineries.
Yes, there are many restaurants here. They've become in high demand. We have famous chefs that you can see on the Food Network as well.
Well, and they're right in town here, folks. And it really goes well with Wine Country. I feel that it really makes a complete experience here when you have the great restaurants, you have the great places to stay, all surrounding the wineries here. The Dry Creek Inn just happens to be the hub of everything. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. We are 1 mile north of the plaza, which is very convenient for our guests. We save them quite a bit of money. The boutique hotels in the plaza are gorgeous and very nice, but very expensive to go along with that. We are a nice upper mid-scale hotel, and people that stay with us save money so they can go eat at the fabulous restaurants and buy those extra bottles of wine.
Well, I think we'll have to join them for dinner tonight here. Folks, Healdsburg is a destination that should be in your near future. The Dry Creek Inn, a great place to stay. And I know the phone number. We'll have Aaron give you the website. 707-433-0300 is the phone number here. And Aaron, the website?
www.drycreekinn.com.
Folks, it's time now to check in to the Dry Creek Inn. Aaron, I'll meet you out front. We'll head downtown.
That sounds wonderful.
Well, folks, we are featuring Rodney Strong wines here today, and to the point now where we are going to be featuring Zinfandel. Now, I have a passion for Zinfandel, and Rodney Strong has made Zinfandel for a while, and this is one of my favorite wines. So Rick Sayre sitting here with me, and I noticed that your glass is empty, and you're ready for another glass, so this is one of your favorites, too. We've met a point here.
Well, we're working our way up, right? So We start with the lightest, the youngest, and end with the richest, the heaviest. Zinfandel, definitely a little more alcohol than the other wines. Very passionate. Rod had been making Zinfandel in the late 60s and in the 70s. It was a single vineyard, River West Old Vines. And we were constantly running out. So as when I came on board, one of my biggest jobs was to find old vines, Zinfandel. Not a lot of that around these days.
Not that is open to being sold.
Correct. In 1997, we purchased a beautiful vineyard. But the problem was it was only 25 years old. So we decided at that time to drop the old vines on the label and call it Naughty Vines. And the wine was still excellent, so there was not a problem at all, and it's been more popular. It is now about 5 vineyards instead of just one, so it gives us some diversity.
I think we should talk about Zinfandel vineyards. They are very unique looking compared to other vineyards, and especially when they are old vine.
Well, Zinfandel, the older vines do have some character. They're freestanding, what we call head trained, and low yielding. They've reached an equilibrium with their environment. The roots go way down deep. A lot of these vines were grown back in the days when there was no irrigation, so they're dry farmed, and so they've come into that natural equilibrium with the water table in the ground. You can't grow these anywhere. There are certain sites where Zinfandel grows best, and that's what we're looking for.
And with this wine, food is just going to be a spectrum of different things. And I think my experience with Zinfandel is when you're having great food and great wine, if there's wine left, we need another dish.
Zinfandel is like the opposite of Pinot Noir. So light and elegant, no. Probably more like ribs, barbecue, Mexican food, a lot of cilantro, a lot of spice, a lot of berries. Loves berries. Blackberries, boysenberries, blueberries. It works really well with some of those dishes with a little, what they call reduction sauce.
I think we've taken on another course here. So we have a couple coming at us here, folks. And Naughty Vines from Rodney Strong Vineyards. And this is great Zinfandel.